$8.98, counting the game.
Which is still cheaper than the apple.
Absolutely. Can you stand up so they can hear you in the back, please?
I'm real leery about Cody Valley Basic because this is going to be your financial attack. Valley Basic has not had enough memory to be coded as that. It's a learning tool. We've made it as a learning tool, as a creative tool with all the different graphics commands. And it will do lots of fun things for you, but if you code it that way, I think it would be a real mistake. I think you'll be disappointed by the amount of memory.
There's one reason why there was so much done on Valley Basic. We never gave them a damn atom. And that's the only reason. I mean, if the atom would have been out of here a few years ago, I'm sure that Fred and some of these other guys would not have taken Valley Basic as far as they had. Valley Basic is just a learning tool.
One question, though. Are you going to be giving out the documentation this time? If you want third-party software, and that's what's going to make the unit.
Yes.
Same stuff that's in the core thing that we saw commercially. Same old time. We paint one board and take it out of they want to wait until October, or August, whatever,
Now, there's no amount of immediate or sit-down demonstrations we can do for you right now that is going to show you any more artistic capability than Tom. You have to understand that the majority of the effort of the person sitting down and playing with the game or the machine to do their stuff is drawing the pictures. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's why some of them are involved in bit pads. No sub-bit pads. Because a lot of people get tired of using a joystick to draw pictures. Or maybe we'll get into light pens. We have a light pen, a fiber optic light pen that we're playing with that looks pretty stable and it's low cost. The prices on fiber optics are just bottom value. Appears is what's feasible and $700 category. Give a complete fiber optic light pen and set. So it looks like that's going to hit the streets here pretty soon. We're successful in the market keeps moving in that direction. Light pen is just a poor man's bit pen because you use the screen for a bit pen, you scribble right on the screen. Light pens are not as stable as a bit pad. They're not as linear as a bit pad. The artists, the real artists, are rather spend $300 and get the bit pad. Believe me, don't belittle what a bit pad does. It is a nice device. It's a very simple input, very reasonably priced. These people, when they get the editor, they're going to be spending $1,000 or $2,000 for disk drives. They're going to be spending $800 for a printer. I mean, you're going to be selling a lot of accessories with this too. Not that I really condone that. The machine stands alone as it is. You need nothing on it. People like two-man toys, more goodies, more expensive toys. The late people will get into it, but that's where you're going to have to kind of go with the releases of the five artwork.
Now, where
Jeff, you got one over in the corner here. Manny's been holding his hand up.
Brian asked a question. You lost me a long time ago. I don't want to create, and I don't want a fifth pad, and I don't want a light pen. What software is available if I buy a Z-Grass, if I can go with this one finger and say, there's my accounting program, or there's my other program, or there's my calculator. You mentioned the TI, whatever the number was. What is that thing about? So if I say, hey, to an engineer, you've got this and you buy this program.
The calculator's built in. To answer your other question, you only have one simple answer, a CPM.
What is CPM?
Hang on. He's talking about stuff that industry.
We'll get Bill on that if you just wait, Manny. Bill,
yeah,
Bill Moles explains.
What I'm trying to say. I'm not creative. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I was talking to you.
We're selling a game. I appreciate that. But the point is, this is interesting to me. This is not out till October. And I don't know where my approach is. If I go to a man and say, this is the capability.
I think it's time for me to answer the question.
I'll come in.
Here's the situation. Here's what we're going to sell 2,500 units out among the cursor group, Acadian group, and in EEPROM. Explain what EEPROM is, Rob, and explain to me.
Well, EEPROM is a way of getting Z-Grass in a machine in days rather than 8 weeks.
It actually cuts down your time. Now, when we get to 2,500 units out, these are hobbyist type people, they're used to valid people that will be happy to have a unit. And we'll get those out in the field. Three or four purposes behind that. Number one is you want to get their feedback as to how is a unit? What do you think other things should be done with? And the kind of people that you're going to hear from this afternoon, you'll know these are guys who live with Valley, live with the product for many, many years and have built nice new businesses with it. So what you've got is then, number two, is you've then got a base of people to create third-party software. That's the key to that. Now, Dan's going to come up here and give you a little bit about what our plans are as far as timing on this. And of course, a lot of this timing depends on what Jeff and Tom are being able to do. But it's, I can't say the word I want to say, but it's bees out to get it done. And everybody's really busting their butts to get done. A lot of the stuff that was done by Valley before, we have tremendous advantages. And when you talk to me about the UV1 that's out, you're getting, we're getting all the features that that had besides not as good, not as much practice. I'm sure that was a claim. But the idea being, this is what we're getting, is the technology that you listen to today. Now, then, when this group of 2,500 machines are out there, and all this feedback comes back to Jet and to Tom, from people that are out there banging on this thing, and they'll, you know, this is the kind of thing we want to get into. This gives us a leg up on everybody. We're not going to rush it. Not going to rush it. Give us a couple more months. Let's not, you know, Murphy's Law in this business prevails tremendously. We're not going to make mistakes in television. Okay? Go ahead.
Calendar wise, we're at March 20th today. Approximately May 15th, we will have 25 units, we'll prototype them, we'll send out to the field. And what we've done, we have a selection process, putting these 25 units in the hands of very heavy computers. We'll have a hotline back in Columbus, or they will have a hotline in Chicago to get feedback on changes that have to be made. Those changes we have to. We have an agreement with Todd and Jeff that we will not go into production for 60 days after, and this is the next round, the pilot run of 2,500 units, we will not go into production for 60 days. Make sure that all the pieces of feedback and whatever modifications have to be made for the 2,500 runs. Now, this gets us through July 15th. Now, if we get a release from Jeff and Tom at that particular point, then we are going to run the 2,500. Run the 2,500, I do that in about 60 days. And those will be pre-sold units. And the advantage of that is that when we go into production, full production, sometime October, November, you will have equipment that will go out and stay out. I want to make a comment on many of the manuals. I own a computer, and I know Marvin does, and he's been playing around with it for a long time. And the hardest thing to get into most people's hands is a piece of equipment that you can take on, plug in, and go on and work. Now, there are several things that are incorporated in there. One of the incorporated is EPS, CPM. Somebody can explain the terminology it means in a very plain language, but what it means is that you're going to be able to open up the wheel of software. Anything that's CPM compatible, you will be able to bring into this machine. If you want to do this account, or if you want to do an account receivable, you can do whatever you want. But the thing, the other thing is that this instrument at $600 is really the only home computer on the market, under $1,000. That people can go out and buy and be able to use media. You know, we're not competing with the Apple market. It's all part of the home computer market, but Apple is not a home computer market. A lot of people have no money. What do you got in your market? Yeah, but how much money? At least. I probably got $6,000 or $7,000. Mine is software. But we're talking about an instrument that has people involved. And the home computer for under $1,000. And that doesn't exist. But if they...
Well, let me give it to you again from the layman.
Sure.
I don't own a computer. Mm-hmm. I buy locked rooms or I envision it a large computer. And the only one that I look at the newspapers promoting or marketing, so-called home computer, has been Radio Shack and the city of Syracuse is one store. City of Buffalo, I think there's three stores. I don't know what's in Manchester. I've seen lots of 20 stores in the little out. But I just look at the ad, strictly as a marketing viewpoint. So I can't grasp the value of what you're telling me under $1,000. I go into a Radio Shack in a shopping center and they don't have one in there.
That's a point. Let me just.
You see what I'm trying to say now? One, we're not going to deliver that till October. I really have to pay my bills before now in October. Now, where do I go into a computer store with this unit? I'm not talking about games now. I can visualize what we're doing in
games. Let us tell
you. You see what I'm trying to say?
You're talking about you becoming educated yourself more than
right, you. But okay. There is a potential in your room. I get to live in the Odyssey in the sense that how much of a value. Now, in Boston, with the two designers that went in, from Jordan Mars, that went into a particular position. Isn't
finish.
That good?
Okay,
I'll tell
you.
Okay, I left.
Your point.
I won't ask another question.
No, yes, but I want to cover the point. I mean, you repeated it twice, and I don't want to. Number one is that what we're doing is that we're going to get to you once these units are out and we get this feedback. We're going to have you a package which is a demo package to show you how to sell it. There'll be arcade, type of stuff. But still, now let's look at Radio Shack. That's a hell of a point. Because I was in this business, and I've been in since 1976. And I was totally involved. I didn't know how to spell it before. Okay. But the idea being that they had that unit, the TRS-86, 1975 now, in every market. They didn't think the people in the stores could sell. In 1975, that the most surprised group of all was Radio Shack. They sold 100,000 units by guys on the floor who were used to selling parts, selling a stereo, recorder, not even a stereo, they didn't even know how to sell a sophisticated. And that is the perfect point that just with a little bit of knowledge, which we're going to give to you, we're going to send you out here and say, here, and you learn. But it also takes you to learn something about computers. If you take this material, which Thomas passed out to you, which was given to you, there's a write-up in there, and this is for in-house information, not to be given out to everybody. But there's a piece in here that Thomas written, it's about 5 pages, on the consumer with the zebra. If you sit down and read that, it's in layman's language that you can understand. Now, but let's go back to that Radio Shack point. 7,000 stores, and look what's happened. They are the number one in home computers. And I'm telling you, today, on the floor, you still find people buying that don't even know what they're selling. People buy it because kids can walk in, a 12-year-old kid can walk in and know what to do with that computer. You and I, you're probably a lot younger, but you and I are, in this point of that in-between age. We were afraid of the word computer. It scared us to death. If anybody stuck a keyboard in front of us, we wanted to run. Because we said, yeah, we can do it a pencil quicker. I can do my head quicker. But the kids today are into computers. Tom was telling me last night about a meeting he held of computer people from around the country. Came into Chicago. They built, this is for a week, they built every hotel in this country. They headed to Regency High. That's another last time to meet. These are people that you and I don't know about. The Fred Cornett number, you and I don't know about. You can't believe the letters we get. Now, that's another thing that's going to be covered second, are the leads we got. Just from the ads of the year. We've got thousands of leads that we're going to pass on just from the cover this afternoon. Just from a few ads and then from a few stories. But it all boils down to this. We're going to give you the tools to sell it. That's a promise. But first of all, we're going to make sure that this unit is right, because these gentlemen have busted their butts for a lot of years to make this thing right. We made a commitment to them. We're not going to rush this thing, because the money's not worth it. Because, you know, the worst thing to do is to put out a product that people don't understand that is not right for the public, and we want it to be. Based on what we're getting back from just the write-ups and the free publicity we've gotten, it is going to sell like hotcakes.
Now, we've already got the ads made up. And just to give you a little bit of the topic here, it says for over 3.5 years, users of the Valley Professional Arcade have utilized Valley Basic to the max in developing software. But now the new Valley Basic program comes in next turn with every Valley. Coming soon, expand your arcade into the 32K Seagrass lineup. Okay. But over here, what we're going to do with it is these are the guys that are out there that can get back to us, the Dan says, the information that Tom and Jeff need is everything in it that we need. If it needs another 60 days, let's wait. Let's please, man. I did one. I can tell you from experience, it was the dumbest goddamn move I made. But I wanted to make Christmas, and I was an idiot, and I did it. It cost the product, company, and everything. And we're not going to do it. We're not. But Manny, honestly, God, we're going to do everything we can to help you sell it. Take this material that's here. It's written as a holy one, language, language. But the write-up that Thomas did about how the Seagrass fits into the consumer market. You read that 5 minutes more, right? That's marvelous, right? Read that. Yeah.
Manny, would you send me the salary basis for that demo part?
I used to be about it. Didn't sell
time. Anyway, you see what that in terms of
very quickly.
You'll have them.
They need new demos bad.
Oh, yeah.
Bad. You know, I got a copy yesterday of the they shipped me with my order by mistake.
Well, if you talk to any department store merchandiser,
this long-range plan for this year, next year, and into the future, our computers away from the gaming system. And that's where we have to look at it. That's it. Because the customer needs to be on is coming in from like, going to buy a computer. Not going to buy it from him, they're going to go, like you said, to the computer shop. Computer shops are not going to buy a game. So now you forget the game and you sell a package for $8.98. Is that included? That's what you have to do with this product.
I think having most of the manufacturers kind of know that that channels.
Absolutely.
I think everybody has tried to niche out, develop a marketing strategy. And I think, from the input that I have and the dream I've done, that people have given up on that. They're trying to find out through opening up as many possible and as ready for distribution. They can find out where it's going to settle. And I don't think anyone's determined that.
It hasn't even seen it.
Some people agree with Dan. If you're going to see it, that may change the way we market that product. Because the buyer at these things is a game market. I'm sorry, he is right now.
Okay, but now let me just.
So maybe we need to offer that or specify. But then, when you have the regional customer, have to buy a computer store for the rest of the people? No way. The last thing is,
let me give you Sears Ward, which is a good story about it. 3 years ago, Sears Ward decided that games were in the sporting goods department. Atari opened up in the sporting goods department. Then they had a game buyer who was still attached to sporting goods. Then they in turn set up a computer department for second down the very things like that. Ward's put in a guy named John Chu. John Chu is still having bought. He's still floundering and looking around and everything else. And but Jerry Paul stepped into the Atari. He bought the Atari 400. It was very important. Bill Walls has software. He's got the software for the Atari four series. But what I'm trying to get at is we ourselves are doing exactly what you're talking about. We're trying to find where the niche is. Where does it belong? And I have to go back to radio as a prime example for people that did not believe in this stuff. Candy himself did not believe in this. And Cornfield and a whole bunch did not believe in this stuff. But it did sell, and it has sold. Now, as far as the Valley unit is concerned, it's at Ward's, it's still in the sporting goods department. Now, what they plan on doing is that they want to take on the computer. But they, first of all, are going to keep it in the sporting goods, and then they will refer their keyboard sales over to the computer shops, which they're now starting to put in. But you know where we are. It's like trying to find out, what the next step is. And this business is so new. We're all in the embryonic state. In spite of the great Apple story, in spite of the infrastructure, it hasn't even started. And we're in that growth period. And we plan on, that was discussed, and I don't know if I've got a room, I don't know if it was discussed with you just recently. We plan on coming with our own study to discuss that time. But we have to do all these things first of all. We know one thing. There's a base out there that's going to buy this computer app. There is a base out there. I guarantee you, we'll sell it. We're going to sell it. When I sell it, we're going to sell awful lot, thousands. We're going to have people out there creating software for the machine through the people that talk to us. Now, there's not a day that goes by that we don't get an average 20 to 30 calls. When is the Z-Press? When is the Z-Press? Let me give you an example about Ward's. I've lived with years. Ward's announced in 1978 that they would turn a keyboard to go to Valley Arcade following the year. They sold 11,000 units in based on the fact 50% of those people wanted to keep it. I was at a meeting in 79 at the Lake Geneva, and all the store people, these are sporty goods guys, these are guys, they don't even know how to write them, much less sell them. But they sold them, thousands. And they were standing there saying, what are we going to get? Well, Bob Wiles, who was just here recently, heard of it. There was a guy named Doc Schultz who worked for him, and he almost had to duck. Doc and Bob left the room because these guys were living. Hey, our customers wanted to buy that heat. I'm talking about in Department 60 in the sporting goods department. Now tell me why. Joe Sugar ran an ad. That's why he's got a big lawsuit against Ballard. He's showing that this keyboard was coming up, showing what you're looking at right here was available at a price. And he even put on a bomb ad, not FCC approved. Joe Sugarman, and you can pick up the phone and call him or the lower senior, got orders for 9,000 units. 9,000. You can pick up the phone and call Joe Sugarman. And that's why he's got a multi-million dollar suit against Valley, because he feels like that he got these orders, they promised to ship, and didn't ship. So
they've got the suit against
what
him.
I'm trying to say is, and I agree with you, gentlemen, all we can do, as I said in the first crack out of the box, I'm not ducking this question, we don't know. And it's up to you to come back to us. That's why we've got you guys in the field. We want you to come back and say, hey, Ray, you know, this looks like a good spot for it. Who would have believed in God's name that Apple would do what they did? Who Apple would have believed? Radio Shack, I'm telling you, I'm talking. They can't believe what they did. And we're sitting, what you see here today is developed beyond what they have. But that's why we have to go out and find a place, as Kerry says it himself.
How many of you have heard of a little computer called the Simpro? Bill Moles is directly involved in writing software computers and also they can't keep up with the demand. You know, they're building a new factory, trying to get new manufacturing now. Conflict going on is the news on the papers while we're sitting there in the open. That's $200 book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they sold millions. How many? $1,000.
Since June, I think they've sold about 30,000 in this country, and they've sold about 50,000 in England.
Yeah.
Right now, they're moving about 300 to 400 a week. That's mail order.
That's just
all right. Now there's a gentleman in the room who I should have introduced earlier. You heard him, Jack Dean. Jack was with Valley as their sales manager when this thing first started. Jack is now with S&W Distributors, doing one hell of a job. Now they were the Valley exclusive distributor when Valley was getting ready to be out of business. Jack has been with S&S, and he's lived with this group for years. Now, the first question at S&W, Chuck Spagnuolo, Jack and Chuck Parker said to us, goodbye, if you aren't going to come to two boards, don't see the people. Now, Jack, would you like to expand on that for us, where you see it in the marketplace? Because he's been extremely successful.
Well, there's about 400 questions
you might
ask.
I'm not sure where to start. You had many valid points. There's no doubt about it. Let me take your last question where you saw. Today, the department store is probably 8 or 9 close to those 5 years. I would say what could evolve, it looks like it will evolve as the actual retail place that will sell this is probably the new store. They are esoteric in the sense of remembering how audio is there, what can you do, and answer all those kind of questions. They want to abide to this marketplace. They want to handle this product. Even though they're small and might be 1 store locations, it could be 6 to 10 store locations, or 3 or 9 or something like that. that where the that's today where the product will be sold. It will be sold there because they will sell the game. At the same time, they will segue into selling the home computer. The segue tool that you have now is the Valley-based tool. The segue tool, where there's a transition between games and home computer. That's the best. That's the best direction I can take you as far as the cost is. You're right. The computer stores per se look down on the product because it's a game. They will not see and realize. They will realize the potentiality of the computer. When you walk in there, they will probably know or try to know as much about or more so than you do walking in and trying to explain it. They will take it, they will give it to their jockey in the back room, their jockey and the sergeant and so forth and so on. He'll come back and say it's going to get better and different. I'm not sure if he'll sit there for an hour and a half and explain why you think it's better than what he says. I would not even get into that fight. I don't want to get into that. I'm a salesman, not a computer expert, nor do I want to be a computer expert. So the video store is really the salvation, and we have to develop the video store, which they all want to be developed. And evolving from the game business into the home computer business. The key to everything here, and this is a very nice machine, don't get me wrong, I think it's part of the finest product in the industry today. But 80% of us just listening probably got lost within the first 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Then we try to catch up, and we catch a word here and there, and there's buzzwords being used, and we also choose. We had a dictionary, and we didn't get to learn about it. I only lived it for 3 years, so I can catch most of the buzzwords. I still don't understand them, but I still catch them. The problem that I see is taking this product and what you sell today for your future sales and see later on is the game. That's what you have to look at. If you continue to look at and sell the computer and try to explain to your washing today, you might as well have water and pool all over. And you'll change over as you want 50 new faces a year. Because it just won't happen. You've got to sell the game today, sell the software of that game, which is more dollar volume than the hardware. When I say hardware, I just mean the console. If you sell the software, and when they bring out 15 new releases this year, or 13 or 12, if they're half as good, 12 or any of them, because it's Galaxian, you sell a shithouse for the stuff. That's how you look at it. But you always dangle the carrot. The carrot out there is the home computer. The carrot out there is where it's going to evolve to. But if you go to where it's going to evolve to before what you get to where it is, you lost.
But you got to get the games out first. You got to get
it out. That's the
key. We got to know where to go with the games. If you go to the wrong place, you're going to blow the keyboard.
I agree. I'm just trying to get you there. I'm just trying to step it back. All I'm saying is there's 50 questions asked, and there are 100 more asked on top of it. I'm in my own mind, I'm not a computer, just trying to logically sequence it out so that you understand where it's coming from. The software today is the key. The software for home computers is the key, not the hardware so much. Because I don't think, and Fred will tell you the truth, I don't think we've ever really tapped Valley Basic to its full extent today. And it's been on the market for 2 years. I don't think you'll ever tap that machine to its full extent 5 years from now. Could be 10 years from now. And there'll still be tricks in the way they'll find. And the jockeys will get in and use it. 100%. And it'll be fantastic. But I don't want to know 5 years from now, 10 years from now. That's the carrot. I keep going on the carrot. What you're selling today will get you to where you are. And the more you sell today, it makes your universe bigger. So when the carrot comes out, more people are better. My feeling has always been from the marketing world that probably 1 out of 10 people who buy the arcade from a game standpoint will buy a home computer. Not tomorrow, maybe not the next day, but they will buy that. And as it evolves more and you get a bigger universe, I'd love to have Atari's universe of about 3 million games out there. They bring out an Asteroid cartridge software, should they make a lot of them.
I wish
a and a half tomorrow. I'll get rich doing that. That's what you have to do there. If we had a larger universe on consoles, we couldn't make enough Galaxian. But Galaxian will sell the console. Customer will walk in and say, I put so many goddamn quarters in that machine. I want to buy the Galaxian. So what else do I have to do to get it? appointed by this council and by the legislature. They'll buy it for that reason. It happened with Space Invaders. It'll happen with Blaxian. It'll probably happen with Pac-Man. It'll happen with the Wizard of War. It'll happen all the time. That's what you got to look at. What they're showing you here is research and development, the knowledge and power that they have to do that end result. Don't get confused and look at the end result and forget what you're doing down here.
Thank you,
Tom.
Thank you.
One question, Jack.
Sure.
Will these video stores give you that, those outlets, or do you have to go to the normal channels of where Atari?
I think, and I believe in distribution. I, as you know, I'm in that organization. I work for a distributor now. What I'm going to do as a distributor, and I'll tell you exactly, is I'm going to build a classroom, 30-section classroom with 30 monitors. So when a consumer, a year from now, buys a Valley unit, they'll have a coupon. That coupon will entitle him to an hour and a half lesson at my facility to come in and to educate him from day one. Now, if he wants more, he can buy more classroom time. But if you don't start him off the right way, he's confused, and as he keeps on tripping, you have a bigger problem. That's why I think you need distribution, because your retail stores can't do that. But every time, and it also locks me up as a distributor, obviously, and solidifies me in the marketplace for how I have to sell it. So when they come in and they buy that home computer, whether it's today, tomorrow, whenever they do it, at least I'll have somebody to start them out and start them out of the right track. That's why I think we need distribution. Not could be computer distribution, there is some. It could be electronics distribution, electronic distributors, I'll qualify that, who know where the marketplace is going, who want to see themselves in the marketplace. You know, in video business today, guys, it's like fingers. It's growing out in 5 years. There's the big video guy who does the movies and home movies and everything else, and he specializes. I specialize in business. I have every game in the marketplace. I'm knowledgeable in the game business. And I have a lot of people that call and talk to me all the time. You can too. That's what I'm going to do. What I'm saying is you have to look in the marketplace for a guy who knows where he's going, knows his direction, and wants to make a commitment to him. But the money will grow from it. It generates itself. It's self-generated. If he's got the attitude to go. The company I work with is only 3 years old. I think it's not. What I'm saying is it self-generated itself to the point that I cannot get enough of you guys.
Okay, one point. Yeah.
But I just want to make a recap of the sentence. You're on the leading edge of technology. We should all be very thankful that we are at this time and this place. Don't ever get that out of concept.
Say that again, Jack. I love that. Very thankful that we are.
We really are. We should be very thankful we're at this time and this place in history. Because what you are is almost creatures of a new society. We had an industrial revolution. You're the tip of the iceberg of the computer revolution. It's a little scary because we don't realize exactly where it's going. And we're molding. But you have the opportunity to mold and shape it. That's very important. People live their whole life and never have an opportunity to mold and shape anything. You're right at that leading edge that you can go on from here and you can make that money. You can develop it and it'll grow. You'll learn, everybody will learn. But at the same time, you have the tools in your hand to do it. That's a healthy thing.
Born again.
I want to say a couple things about the teaching people how to use this stuff. I realize it's tough. It's my profession. I'm a professor at the University of Illinois, and I teach this every day. We have two major thrusts. I don't believe in books. I've devoted my entire adult life to getting away from books. And as teaching, I don't think you teach people how to drive a book, and I don't think you teach people how to program a book. The books that I see on computers are insulting. Okay? There's no way that you can plug in and figure out what somebody's skill level is in the book. You just can't do it. It is not possible. Okay? So what Zegras had, when we looked at this a few years ago, we said, we spent a lot of time designing this stuff, we said that there's going to be a real problem here. Somebody's going to get hung up programming, and what are they going to do? All programming is taught in peer instruction situations, which is what Jack's talking about. He's talking about getting people into a classroom and plugging them in. But they're going to be there if they have a problem, they bend over and they say, hey, teach, I got this problem, right? That's great. But when this thing blows up to, an immense market, you're not going to be able to handle that question. But let's say that you can't. What's going to happen? You're not going to have a toll-free number for bugs, Yeah, I got a program bug, whatever. You could. Okay, but let's say you're not going to. Nobody is going to do that insane. All right, to support a program you bug online over telephone. You could do it. You charge 50 cents a minute for this, and make money. Okay, but let's say you cannot do that. What you need is a way in having the same thing itself. There's a thing called computer instruction. There's not a single computer currently available in this world that computer-assisted instruction teaches itself. Okay? There's a real good reason for that. That's because most computer systems are not carrying any instruction.